Time to check sports. And folks, I don't care if you're a Yankee fan or not. They are in deep trouble. Deep doo-doo. They can't hit their way out of a paper bag. And they are losing games. And they are not playing like a team that should be in the playoffs. Period. Their manager's got to turn this around, provide some sort of spark or inspiration. Otherwise, a great season is going to go down the drain. Let's take a look at some of the scores from yesterday. The Marlins over the Padres 4-3. Phillies bombed the Reds 11-4. The Rays over the Yankees 3-1. Red Sox over the Pirates 5-3. Cubs over the Nationals 7-5. Orioles over the Blue Jays 4-2. The Tigers over the Guardians 4-3. The Mets fell to the Braves 5-0. Tigers over the Guardians 4-3. The Twins over the Royals 9-0. Cardinals over the Rockies 5-4. The Athletics beat the Rangers 5-1. Brewers over the Dodgers 5-4. The White Sox over the Astros 4-3. And the Mariners over the Angels by a score of 8-2. That is the look at Major League Baseball. Man, I'll tell you. Rough if you're a Yankee fan. That's all you can say. Rough if you're a Yankee fan. All right, let's take a look at other sports news that's out and about. The U.S. Open is looming ahead, and Serena Williams dropped a match again. I mean, she's on par with people like Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, she's got her problems now, too. In football, the Jets' Zach Wilson underwent successful knee surgery. Mike Tyson has been spotted in a wheelchair in the Miami airport. This is weeks after he was talking on a podcast about his mortality. A report out of the world of golf, which is up air, upended, flip-flopped, terrible. Tiger Woods is going to meet with PGA Tour players amid the Live Golf expansion report. He's going to meet with many of the top 20 players in the world and allied to rally support around the PGA Tour. The meeting, which was first reported by the Fire Pit Collective, will occur at the BMW Championship in Wilmington, Delaware, where the second FedEx playoff event is scheduled to begin on Thursday. Now, Live Golf continues to add PGA players to the roster, with the reigning British Open champion Cameron Smith reportedly being the latest player to defect to the Saudi-backed league. Quote, it's a meeting to get the top 20 players in the world on the same page on how we continue to make the PGA Tour the best product in professional golf, end quote, a player who was invited to the meeting said on Monday. Woods, who reportedly turned down between $700 and $800 million to join the upstart league, was highly critical of Live Golf and CEO Greg Norman at July's Open Championship. Quote, Greg has done some things here that I don't think is in the best interest of the game, and we're coming back probably to the most historic and traditional place in our sport, Wood said that before discussing why Norman was not invited to the Open Championship festivities, and I believe it was the right thing. I tell you, it is just tearing this golf world apart. Quote, Wood said, I disagree with it. I think that what they've done is turn their back on what's allowed them to get to this position. Some players have never gotten a chance to even experience it. They've gone right from amateur ranks right to the organization and never really had a chance to play out here or what it feels like to play a tour schedule or play in some big events. Some of these players may not ever get a chance to play in a major championship, Wood continues. That's a possibility. We don't know for sure yet. It's up to all the major championship bodies to make that determination. But that is a possibility that some players will never, ever get a chance to play in a major championship, never get a chance to experience this right there, walk down the fairways at Augusta National. There's some good things about that golf league, but there's a lot of bad things about that golf league as well. Well, anyways, That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.